in his treatise is that the greatest good, this is where you get them, or this is where they're you see the biggest fallacy of the system of empire. The greatest good is the greatest static stability. And because the Congress of Vienna achieved the greatest consolidation of power into the master class and achieved a culture of stasis that crushed creative thought, that crushed the heart's ability to love freedom, it did it quite effectively. He says that that is the basis upon which the New World Order that he devotes his life to, right, in the Cold War, and even to this very day, somehow he's still alive, is all premised on this formula, right? The greatest good is the greatest no change. Now, that's not actually true, right? every piece of evidence we could find from the universe, from the living universe, the process of life evolving, and before life appeared on the earth, we see the growth of suns come out of, you know, apparently from processes we don't even understand. From galaxies are producing suns. We got things most of what the universe is made of, to be perfectly honest, we don't know. We haven't discovered. We're given a lot of like definitive textbooks that tell us that, oh yeah, everything has been discovered. And people write about dark matter and dark energy and black holes, and it goes on forever about all of these things. We know exactly what's inside the sun. Look, we've got pictures of the cutout of the sun, and you're like, wait a minute, we don't know any of this stuff. Nothing's been proven. This is just like conditioning, and it creates arrogance and a lack of humility, because now all of a sudden, if we think we know it all, what's going to motivate minds to come to, you know, try to discover anything if it's all this, you know, been charted down to the 13.7 decimal point, right? They could chart down apparently mathematically exactly when the Big Bang happened to the split second. And it's like, my God, the arrogance of it all, you know, like we just discovered there was such a thing as like atomic behavior a little over a century ago. Like, and now you're going to say, you know, about when the universe began and when it's going to end. Like, come on. So all that to say, the Congress of Vienna was a big, big disastrous thing, but it was so, and I'm getting at this to get at the question of the New World Order sabotages, right? Because the thing about this is that it was so